Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yes. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday.
Just, wow.
Yeah. So happy to be here. It's a wonderful day and a great week is going to start. What's happening?
Can you turn this guy on?
Oh, it's on.
No, this guy.
No, it's on.
It's different. That's on.
Oh.
This
oh.
is different.
All right.
Let's
try that.
I've been using the mic wrong for like a year.
There's literally no place to pull you
Hello.
Up. Guest mic. All the mics are on.
This mic is on right
All
now.
All of the mics are on.
Good morning. Do you hear me?
I don't.
Let me hear if this one works.
No, that one works.
This works. All right, let's try this one for now.
But I want this guy.
Yeah, I know you do.
Hold on. Let's find this. I don't know why that's not working, Vinny.
So strange how...
They put mics in and then they didn't wire them? No, it's plugged in.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm not.
Whatever.
I honestly...
This one's got a wonky thing.
I want to tell you something.
See this?
That's the one that I always put on for you. I think it's like they moved it. It's like they changed where each thing was.
No, this one's the one I've been using. What I'm saying is this
that
morning I came in
one.
And this one was here.
And that
I went,
should be the one.
Oh my God, that's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's probably not mapped on your board on the break. Let me come in and I can.
Super yeah. producer Maddie, everyone.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, so I think that's the deal.
Oh, you know what? I think it might be this one, Vinny. Try this.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay, great.
That one's mapped there then.
Yeah.
All right.
That's very strange, though. That's nowhere near the other mics.
Thanks,
so that
everyone.
Definitely needs to be changed.
It's just completely out of my way now. I'm not going
to
break anything. No more tipping stuff over. It's going to be.
We'll
don't
see.
Mean, don't make
we'll
any,
see.
Don't
Look
make
at
any promises.
She's already on to me. She gives me that face. Oh, yeah, right.
I'm sure that's true.
Anyway, good morning, everyone. I hope you all had a good weekend.
Oh, my God. It was great.
Was it?
It was, even though it rained.
It did. It was
sucked.
It was gucky the whole weekend.
It was. It was just a yucky old weekend. Some of us, though, I would like to request the tale of Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Because even this morning, as he started to tell me the tale of Las Vegas, I went, you need to save the tale of Las Vegas for the air. Maddie was off on Friday because on Thursday he flew to Vegas to attend his niece's wedding.
Right. So the wedding was up in North Vegas.
North Vegas?
Little part I've never been before.
Is it its own town? Or it's just in
there's
the north of Vegas.
Yeah, there's like little towns up there, but
but this is not a separate town from
Las
Vegas.
But it's like 25 minutes north of Vegas. So that was where the wedding was.
Of like the downtown.
Of like the downtown area. So it's about a 30-minute ride from the airport, and
okay.
I stayed at this place called Santa Fe Station, and I walk in and check in, and as I'm checking in, I mean, it's like The Walking Dead there. It is literally like where gamblers go to die, it seemed like. It was a big place and everything.
So
but
it's a
it was
hotel with a casino.
But real rundown. And like walking down the hallway, you could hear everyone talking, you know, in every room.
Oh.
And all
or
that.
Whatever else they're doing in a hotel room in North Vegas.
Exactly. But I timed everything out right. I got there. I got my suit on. Went straight to the wedding.
Oh,
wasn't sure how it was gonna go.
Yeah. Did,
you know,
did your wife have a date?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I was her date.
Thank
like
God.
She
oh, really?
Sat with me
oh,
in the
great.
Wedding and sat with me at the reception. We actually danced a dance.
Mm-hmm. Did you hold her tightly and
don't
dream
say
of-
oh? Don't.
I'm just, you know.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
It was
what
nice.
What Vinny said.
You know, the family, everybody.
He didn't hold her and like cry softly and gently
don't.
Under her shoulder.
What are you doing?
Just wondering things.
There were some tears at the end of the night.
Though. Oh, yeah. For F's sake, Sarah. Look what you did.
We're trying to get
you
the
good stuff.
You made
him cry.
I was not responsible for the crying. I just asked about it. That's all. It's my job.
You know, it was a fun wedding because the families were so crazy different. Mm. You know, Christian and Dalen are who got married. That was my niece. And
Christian is your niece and Dalen?
No, Dalen is
Dalen
my niece
is
and Christian
niece.
Is the guy she married.
Dalen. How do you spell Dalen?
D-A-L-Y-N.
Oh, Dalen.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like Dylan, but opposite.
Our side of the wedding is like half the people were from the reservation. So, and they're just crazy partiers. Like they were already like, there's a bar set up. They were grabbing bottles from the bar and passing them around. Like they're just nuts.
Not playing into any stereotypes there.
I know. And then, you know, Christian side of family, he's African American. And it was just, I mean, it was just such a great, like, hodgepodge of people. Like it nice. Was a good wedding and they did good vows and it was really.
Did they write their own and
yeah.
have the whole thing going on?
And that's, you know, and I got to say that kind of. You know, sitting at a wedding with your estranged wife and listening to wedding vows is
it's a little rough. Yeah.
But we had a good enough time. Everybody was, I mean, I just,
well,
nobody acted
like
anything was going on.
And it looked really pretty, actually. Like, I just saw the one video that you'd put up.
Which is amazing that you saw anything.
I know.
Instagram.
I just looked at something and the next thing I knew, it was all things from people I knew. Almost like they were trying to trick me into coming back. But so, they came walking in. He's wearing like kind of a mint green
suit.
Like that's just
some
fun.
White Nikes. Yeah, it was really nice. And it's up on my Instagram if anybody wants to check it out. But
which is Maddie Stout, MattyStaudt.
You got it. And so you know the reception is going on. We have our dance together, which was really nice. And then I decide, you know, I'm not staying the whole time. I'm going to just kind of Irish goodbye the place and just take off. But I said, you know, of course, you know, Sean and I parted and there were tears. You know, we both were a little teary eyed about that. You know, it's just kind of tough. Went back to the casino, did Wheel of Fortune, won a couple $100.
Spent a couple hundred bucks,
broke even for the most part.
So you had a solo.
I had a little solo
gambling mission.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Wheel of Fortune. Oh. It calls to
Wheel.
Me.
Because it does. It's literally calling. You hear it periodically as you walk through any casino. A group of slot machines that is the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. But got up the next morning, got back here, did everything good.
Yeah, and the dog was fine and.
The dog got a grade A from the foster folks. They said he seemed even more well-behaved than he was before.
Oh.
They gave me big compliments on Freddie.
Boy, was he so happy to see you?
He was so happy to see me.
He was. Oh, good.
Yeah.
He didn't think you just returned him.
No.
That's so sad.
No.
The dogs don't know. They can't explain it.
He gets excited. He jumps up on all 4 feet. It's so cute. You know, like a kangaroo
like
or a tigger.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bouncy, spouncy.
Mm.
But that was it. Yeah.
Great. It sounds really fun. You wouldn't recommend the hotel though.
I would not recommend the hotel. Unless, you know.
What'd you pay a night for that joint?
$110.
Oh.
So that's why I stay there.
I see. You go for the cheap. You know, it's funny. I always think of Vegas and like gambling towns as having super cheap rooms because they want you to be like $110. Like when I was a kid, I would have been like, well, we can't afford to go to Vegas, even to the crappiest place.
Well, Thursday is a big rush for people to go to Vegas. It's also the stripper flights.
Mm.
Like, that's what we always...
Oh, fun. So you came in to you landed with a bunch of strippers.
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
Oh, it's great.
You can tell. They got their little gear and their little tracksuits on. And
oh, they wear a tracksuit and they have...
A bag with, you know, you could just tell that that's...
They're covered in glitter.
They just look like they're there to work.
I see. I wouldn't know. I guess I would. That's what I need to do. I need to fly in with the strippers.
Take the stripper flight.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
Seems fun.
Yeah.
Mm. What did you do this weekend? What are you giggling about?
I don't know. I really thought there was going to be a lot more debauchery. Despite you not being a drinker anymore, I expected trouble.
Oh.
There's no trouble.
There was no trouble.
Just crying.
Well, no trouble. I wish I had. I wish, you know, if this was me 10 years ago, there would have been a much better story. Or I wouldn't have shown up today.
Or you wouldn't have remembered what happened. He would have been like, they shook me down in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think Vinny knows that story.
Yeah, he got rolled in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, you know.
It was his own fault, though.
So it was the police that did that
to you? I was in the bathroom doing some of the sniffy powder, and I got yanked out by some bodyguards.
You brought coke to Mexico?
Yeah.
You brought it there or you got it there?
No, I brought it there.
You brought coke?
Yeah.
Cocaine?
Wow. Yes.
To Mexico?
Yes.
Wow.
This is years and years ago, well past any laws. Yeah.
Well, past any
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
There were laws. Trust me, you do not bring stuff.
Actually,
into
it's sort
Mexico.
Of amazing that you got back out of Mexico after that. Who? And, what do you mean, bodyguards?
The security guards at the bar.
Okay, so the bouncers.
And they're like, you're going to jail and everything. So I just
was
pulled
this
out
just
all
a
the
TJ
money
run?
I had.
Like an overnight stay?
No,
like
this was
a radio event where we were all at.
You brought coke on a work trip to Mexico.
I didn't make good decisions back then. Mm.
How much did you bring?
I don't remember.
Like an 8-ball?
No, not that much. Like, I'd put it in little capsules so it looked like vitamins, and then...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's decent. At least you did that. Like, for our senior trip, there were people that did, like, went all the way to the end of the earth to hide one doobie.
Oh.
Like, one.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up, put it in lotion.
I mean, you are playing with fire.
The people who pulled those out, I'm like, what are you doing?
Whatever you're going to get out of that, it wasn't worth it.
Where are you
going to
light that? That nobody, the guys with machine guns aren't going to smell it.
Oh, my God.
Well, they took my stuff, so that was the end of that.
And all your money.
And my money.
But the thing was, I had no idea any of this was happening. So he's getting rolled in the bathroom, and he just comes out, and he's like, oh, they just took all my money. I didn't hear anything about any of the other stuff
about
or any
coke.
Of the reasons or any of that.
I wasn't forthgiving with that information.
Mm.
But yeah, I learned a lesson though. If you're in Mexico, put like a $10 and then wrap it around a bunch of pesos, single pesos. It looks like a wad of money.
And then, that's what you learned.
I mean, yeah.
No, that's not. You learned the wrong lesson. You learned the wrong thing. You need to go back to Mexico and learn something different.
Yeah,
that's
what you took away from that.
That is not.
Well, if you're gonna
what you learned,
get shaken down in Mexico. Be prepared.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us,
and the worst of us. A lot of times, it's the worst of us.
Oh my God. Anyway, I had a wonderful weekend. I got a surf in.
Great.
I hung with my. Saturday was one of those days. Where at the end of the night, my 6-year-old had outlasted me.
Oh,
for sure.
Oh, I see.
Like, we went separate ways. So there, I went for a surf, and then I took the girls. We had to get knee pads. Check this out. I'm taking my daughters to the store to get some pads for their rollerblading adventures at the skate park. And I go, we got to go. Why are you wearing pants? You can't try on knee pads and pants. And my daughter goes, I haven't shaved my legs. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
You're 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
doesn't matter.
And so then I go, hold on. And I go to mom and I go, is shaving your legs when you're 11 a thing? She goes, I wanted to shave my legs in fourth grade. Mm. I was so hairy and my mom wouldn't let me. Yes, it's a thing. And then I went back in there and I said, all right, wear your pants if you must. And she'd already put on shorts. And she's like, it's okay. They're not that bad.
Oh.
Mm. But we're dealing with that now.
Yeah, well.
I haven't shaved my legs.
Yeah. Well, that is definitely, it's one of those things where sometimes a girl will go on a date with someone that she likes and not shave anything so that she won't do anything. Like, there's not, you've taken that option off the table. It makes you have to say no.
Is that like when I put the Chips Ahoy that I've been eating too much of under the dog poop in the trash so that I won't pull them out?
I mean, yes, it's like a preventative measure.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to eat?
You could still do it.
No.
And you could still pull the poop off of Chips Ahoy. You could, though.
No.
But you would have to really, you've set yourself up for success.
They're caca cookies.
You put
I've never eaten
poop
them.
In the trash can?
We have dogs. Yeah.
You don't just flush it?
Dog poop?
Yeah.
What?
You pick up the dog poop from the yard.
No.
And then walk it into the house and flush it?
I have an outdoor trash can that I use, but if the dog pooped in the house, I would...
Oh, no.
He takes it to...
The outdoor trash.
I was picturing your kitchen trash can, he's throwing dog poop and cookies.
I walk the cookies to the outside trash, just like I would my old cigarettes or anything I'm trying to quit.
Yes.
They go to the outside side yard trash.
Yeah.
And then if I can really damage them in a way that won't have me back there digging them out again,
right,
like a junkie, I do that.
You will.
Well, clearly.
We'll consider even if you don't fully go there.
No, I'm not going to eat caca cookies. Yeah. Anyway, the shaved legs thing happened and I'm changed forever. Because now I have one of those in the house.
Yeah. Well.
A more grown lady than I imagined.
You've got a few things coming coming on down
there. There's even stuff I haven't shared because it's probably too much, you know, TMI.
Yeah, you got to be careful because she definitely is going to want less and less of her stuff to be. In fact, even this story is probably
a little bit too much. Tame enough, but it's anyway. So we went to the skate park. Then we went separate ways. So the missus took Isla to some play.
Yeah.
And I took Edie on a dinner date.
Oh,
aww.
And we went to the local bookstore because it was
independent
bookstore day. So we bought like 6 books and a stuffed animal, which I wasn't planning to get. But, you know, that's what happens when you hang with dad and you look cute and you're like, you know, my date for the night. I guess I feel obligated. Let me get you a bunny.
Oh, that's nice. And the bunnies are probably cheap because Easter's over, right? You get like a deal on the bunny.
Got a text from the 510. Didn't Vinny shave his legs at 11 too?
Yeah.
Like father, like daughter.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I did.
Just shaved him halfway up his leg.
I didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't. If I'd known, I wouldn't have.
Right.
Soon as I took the first swat, you know, pull at it, I went, oh, that didn't, I got a razor full of hair and I don't steam my skin yet. Like it.
Yeah.
It can be very thick.
And as you get older as a girl, you're just like you're not having that. That's got to come off. And then it is a constant maintenance thing. Because I used to, when I cared, I would shave every other day. You couldn't really do it every day. It would get like almost rashy. So you'd have to like plan it out. A lot of moisturizer. And then, but now I'm like, well, it's winter. You know.
What does that mean?
Who's going to see me?
Your husband when you're naked in the hot tub.
Oh, my God. The hot tub is, it's great. So fun. Anyway, shaving.
Water's
a little
salty, but I mean, other than that.
It is a salt water. I get what you're going for.
I wasn't going for anything.
Really? Okay, because you just winked at me, so.
I
know exactly what you're going for.
Oh, my God. I so did not wink at you. Anyway,
deny. But anyway, everything's great.
By Saturday night, I climbed into. I told my daughter, "I know you're gonna stay up, so just stay up."
Oh,
and she goes, "Okay." This was like at 9:30. I'm like, "I'm getting ready for bed. Are you gonna come to bed? Are you going to sleep or what?" And she goes, "No." I just went, "All right."
You went to bed and just left her watching TV?
Well, I went to bed at 10, yeah, and then she was... That mom got home at 10:15, luckily, and I heard them come in. I wasn't asleep yet, but yeah. I've been with them day.
Listen, she's almost 7 years old. I'm not questioning that at all. She can just stay
you totally questioned that.
No, I saw the video of Isla. Was she doing like a moonwalk on her skates? Like, she's good.
She was trying to do Michael Jackson.
Oh, nice.
And
it looked good. She was great.
Well, they're having fun. They love the skate park. So for dad, I mean, the roller skate things, it's bumming me out. But the skate park.
It's something. They're on wheels then.
Yep. Maybe we'll graduate.
Right.
You know why that is, though? Just so you know. So you're out there and you're like, what's his deal with skates? When I was a little boy and we'd go to the skate park, there was always a grown man, one grown dude who would show up in roller skates. And we'd be like, what are you doing here? You know, like the old man at the party where you're like, dude.
Really?
We're all 16 here. Or, you know, 21, I mean. Like, you're 40. What are you doing at the party? It was like that.
Because you're not being as old as you think I am.
Just weird. It was weird, and we always felt like...
So you're just... But there must be other dads there hanging out, or...
Oh, at the skate park? Yeah. No, none.
Oh.
But I'm saying that's why I didn't like the roller skates, because the old guy who would show up in roller skates, and we'd all be like...
But you're... So you're wearing roller skates?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about when I was a boy.
Yes, I know, but I don't understand why don't you just throw on some roller skates? Sounds like everybody's got roller skates on. You could be that man.
I don't want to be that man at all. Anyway, my girls had a great time. And then Sunday came and it was like, I've done it all. Mm. I'm over it. I'm staying home.
Yeah. Yesterday was actually, it was miserable out. Not like crazy miserable, but just like enough.
Gray.
And I had really worked hard on Saturday. Like, you know how when you...
I bet you did.
Not that way. Not like that. I had a huge gardening day, actually. And I was very, very sore when I woke up yesterday. And I'm even more sore today because that's how it goes.
John.
Mm. Not from that.
Way to go, John.
It was a gardening day. It was the other thing. I bet completely I'm used to that. That happens enough.
Have the neighbors started making noise complaints?
They haven't. Nope. Because I don't. Because nothing's happening in there. I know you want there to be, but there isn't anything. So.
There has been.
You know? You're the one telling us all of this. No, you told us all this stuff.
It's not. I told you. I told him he has to keep his eyes closed and problem solved. It's fine. It's all good. No noise complaints. Thanks for asking, though. It's nice that you worried about my neighbors.
I always worry about your neighbors.
Yeah. All right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Minnie Al's Morning Show. Your song. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up! Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.